from KQED.
Pacific Grove is a world away from Silicon Valley, but this quiet seaside town is where the first personal computer operating system was invented. Gary Kildall, who died in 1994, has often been referred to as the man who could have been Bill Gates, if not for one missed opportunity. It's a fascinating story, and those who remember are working to make sure it doesn't fade into forgotten history. Krista Almanzon of KAZU reports.
On a rainy Friday afternoon, a crowd gathers under umbrellas at a corner in Pacific Grove. They stand outside an old Victorian that was once the headquarters of digital research. The company belonged to Gary Kildall, the man who invented the first personal computer operating system called Control Program for Microcomputers, or CPM. CPM did something we all take for granted now. It made it possible for users to run any application on any personal computer. Howard Mickle is president-elect of the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, or IEEE.
When I was growing up, you had to buy a computer program and it would be compatible for a machine. And now you can buy a computer program that runs any machine.
On this day, IEEE is unveiling a milestone plaque, something the organization uses to honor significant achievements in electrical engineering and computing.
We've recognized things like the telephone, the invention of the battery, transistor. So things that are really outstanding, things that really change the world.
Gary Kildall's adult children, Scott and Kristen, look on as the plaque is unveiled.
Watching everybody gather around and take pictures like it's a celebrity or something, it shows me how important this is to so many people. It makes me tear up. I feel a real sense of satisfaction of all this.
Her satisfaction comes from the fact that she feels her father is finally being recognized for his contribution to the personal computer. For decades, Gary Kildall's invention has been overshadowed by one business decision he made back in the early 1980s. The story has been told, twisted, and retold again, but it all comes down to this. When approached by IBM to use his operating system on the first personal computer the company was bringing to market, Kildall didn't immediately seal the deal, and that left the door open for Bill Gates. IBM eventually signed a contract with both Kildall and Gates, allowing the consumer to pick the operating system. IBM charged customers $240 for CPM and $40 for Gates' PC-DOS.
That was such a shock. I expected IBM to be fair.
Tom Rolander worked at Digital Research. He was Kildall's college friend and business partner. At his Pacific Grove home, not far from where the plaque was unveiled, Rolander said the price differential marked the end of CPM, but not Gary Kildall's business ventures. He went on to start other companies. He was a millionaire, and Rolander says Kildall was not haunted by the end of CPM, but it seems other people just couldn't get over it. Rolander hopes the IEEE milestone will change that.
I don't believe there's going to be a bronze plaque anywhere near Microsoft for Bill Gates for a creation of a technology. I think this is something that Gary truly invented and did. And so I think it's the legacy for Gary, and it's the appropriate one.
Kristen Kildall has even broader hopes for how her father will be remembered.
I think we often have this idea that making money at any cost is valid and worthwhile, but he really taught me how important it is to be a good human being on top of that.
As the crowd breaks up, it's clear that any passerby will see the plaque embedded there in the sidewalk. And that's what Kildall likes about it. Her father's legacy may fade from memory, but this milestone is forever. For the California Report, I'm Krista Almanzon.